Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, as if Irish farming doesn't have enough crises to manage, another one may be looming for the dairy industry. Since EU milk quotas were abolished in 2015, about 300,000 cows have been added into the system here. This spring, 1.5 million calves will be born on farms. Half of them will be male and of no use in dairying. What's happening to those male calves is raising concern with farmers and with the public. Calf welfare features on tonight's Ear to the Ground, and Ella McSweeney is here to tell us more. Ella, you're welcome. Male calves, they've always been on dairy farms. Why is this an issue now?
I think, first of all, it's really important to say that, experts have been voicing their concerns. It is important to reiterate that the vast majority of dairy farmers in Ireland listening right now do absolutely the best by their animals, as they always have. But animal welfare scientist Dr. Laura Boyle, who was awarded a very prestigious award in the UK for her work recently, is warning that the dairy sector is facing serious welfare challenges this coming spring because farmers will not have the time or the facilities to rear these low-value male calves. And it is a story about genetics and numbers. Historically in Ireland, we would have had a dairy cow that produced a male calf, as they always have been produced, but that male calf could be fattened by the beef sector and they could still make a profit from it. But as we've become more, the sector has become more specialised, they've selected in terms of genetics for milk and milk production. And if you select for those, you inevitably lose the beef genes. And what that means is that male calves produced on these farms are of little use to beef. And you get into negative equity very, very quickly with these calves. You can feed them and feed them and feed them, but it is not profitable to do that. So we're about 7 or 8 weeks away from the start of the calving season, end of January to the end of March. 80% of calves are born in that time. Mm-hmm. We have this new system where, you know, all the calves are born ready in time for the spring grass. It's a huge challenge for farmers. It's a huge pressure point. Calves are emerging all at once. And as you say, 750,000 male calves in terms of a glut are being born.
Okay, the milk quotas ended in 2015. That massive expansion since then, more milk, more cows, the basic math. If you have mothers giving birth, half are going to be male. Was there a plan for what was going to happen to them?
And this is absolutely the critical point, because when you're talking about welfare, it's easy to point the finger at farmers, but you absolutely have to look at the system in which expansion took place. And the Food Harvest 2020 report and plan is the backbone to all, in many ways, all that's happened in Irish farming in the last 10 years. It was written by industry, government and lobby groups. And if you read it, as I have done multiple times, very little is said about what is going to happen to these male dairy calves. And farmers understandably looked to Teagasc, in particular Teagasc scientists, to understand how to expand. You can't just expand on a whim. You need to understand how to do it in a way that is both profitable and most efficient.
We have a clip of, I think, Dr. Pat Dillon. You might talk us into it.
We do, because at an IFA event in October, Teagasc head scientist Pat Dillon said that they never considered the outcome of dairy calves, which is an astonishing admission. He said he was quoted wrong, but he agreed that they didn't consider an outlet for the surplus calves coming through the system.
I tell you, I mean, you talk about priorities of issues. At the time, the big priority was who's going to process the milk. Would there be enough of cows to produce the extra milk? Where was the extra land coming from? We never envisaged probably the expansion that came, really, to be honest about it.
So Pat Dillon there now.
Yeah, I think quite a serious question there asked. And I know that the degree to which Teagasc has or has not put money into animal welfare science was subject of a peer review by international scientists. It was done to provide accountability for public funds. And what they found was there did not appear to be much focus on animal welfare in that system. So there are really interesting questions and fundamental questions to be asked. But farmers, at the end of the day, are asking the question, what are we going to do with all these male calves? Now, Colm O'Leary is a very impressive young dairy farmer near Blarney in Cork. He's expanded the size of his herd that he runs with his family. He now milks 240 cows. Last spring, he had 90 male calves born, and he ended up having to send 22 of those male calves after 10 days of age for slaughter.
The challenge is finding a market for the dairy type calves. We have sent some calves, you know, for processing at 2 weeks of age because there isn't a market for them amongst farmers.
For processing, you mean to the abattoir?
Yeah, so they go to the abattoir and they're slaughtered at 2 weeks of age. Yeah. We don't like doing it as an industry. We like to feel that every animal is productively used and also that our animals have a life worth living. You know, I'm really proud of the quality of care that I provide for my cows. I'd like to think that every one of those cows has a life worth living. when you slaughter a bull calf at 2 weeks of age, it's hard to feel that that was a life worth living.
Colm O'Leary there, the idea of a life worth living. The last week, farmer and former Cork East TD Ned O'Keefe claimed he's aware of male dairy calves being killed on farms. Now, legally though, farmers, they can't do anything to male calves for the first 10 days of their lives. They have to keep them on the farm. They have to feed them.
They do have to do that. And farmers are very open about this. The system of expansion was that once the calves are born, they're taken away immediately from their mothers. They're separated into pens, females and males. The females are the future of that dairy farm. The males, because of the system and the problems that emerged, are low to no value. By EU law, they must be fed twice a day. Once a day feeding of calves has a negative impact on their health and welfare. But the problem is, understandably, if you have something on your farm, you're under a huge amount pressure that has little to no value, the danger is that these calves will be vulnerable, could be vulnerable to neglect in the future. They'll suffer. They'll also get sick and spread that sickness around the herd. You know, putting money into these calves when they have no value is the opposite of efficiency, which is this term that Chaga scientists have always used and told farmers, you must be efficient, you must be efficient. It is not efficient to be spending money on an animal
right,
that has
no value.
Right,
but this isn't popular to say. But if they have little or no value, why not euthanise them at birth as they do in other countries? They do it in the UK, they do it in New Zealand. Should that be considered here?
They also do it on goat farms in Ireland. One person who said we need to start talking about this, apart from other welfare scientists, is Bill Cashman, who's a very well-respected vet in Cork.
It's either put an animal to sleep at birth and at least it doesn't suffer anymore, or have hundreds, maybe thousands of calves have a more malingering death of either ill health or no treatment because it simply doesn't pay to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, farmers are understandably very reluctant to do this. It does happen in Northern Ireland. We get 25% of our liquid milk from those farms. Industry is very, very sensitive about this. They don't want to harm their reputation abroad. They're now telling farmers there will be zero tolerance attitude taken to welfare. At a macro conference in Cork recently, Dairy Gold CEO Jim Wolfe reiterated that there will be no tolerance for an uncaring approach, as he said. Meanwhile, all the pressure is on the farmers to sort this out. And I think that some farmers are saying that this is not a pressure that should be all on their shoulders. They need help, but they need answers to the question, which is, what are we going to do with those male calves?
All right. Ella McSweeney, you'll have more on this subject on Ear to the Ground tonight at 8:30 on RTÉ One Television. It's